We're 54, 55. By the time he gets up there, starts talking, it'll be right on time.
It's close enough.
Your floor.
Position myself and get my glasses. Good evening, Council,
good evening.
Mayor, staff. We've got 30 minutes tonight to do a budget workshop. I've done the handout tonight to kind of guide you along here. I've got a few extras if you'd like. I miss somebody. I know Janice and Yori, you're probably just dying to get one, but
I know.
Well, you can share. So let's do a general fund review. We did find some money. We took a harder look at criminal justice and local criminal justice, pages 4 and 5, and squeezed some money out of there. Those funds, the state revenues that come in under criminal justice and local criminal justice support police operations. So for 14, we're showing some more bucks transferring over to the general fund, so it gives us a little more relief in the general fund. So maybe some highlights from last time on the general fund. Right now, we're looking at page 3. If you look at the bottom of page 3 there, we're showing a surplus of $19,000, and included in the draft 2014 budget tonight, we do have covered the continuation of the halftime domestic violence consultant. What really helped us along with that is, I guess we have a commitment from, from the surrounding community to pick up part of that funding for the domestic violence. I believe we're counting on, let's see if I got my notes here, on page 2, line 36, Linden's share is $18,500. Apparently they've committed for that. And we're assuming another $5,000 for the smaller, even smaller cities, Blaine and others. So that brings in $23,500. And then a slight, also a DV grant from DV Commission, $8,500. So that makes up most of the $47,000 total. Rather, $50,000 total, or halftime support plus a laptop computer upgrade gives you $50,000 expense on domestic violence. So we've got that. We think we have that covered. So that's in the budget. Continuing in the budget is $13,050 for nonprofits. Although we did get a request from the senior center for a $2,000 increase over what we paid them this year. From $4,500 to $6,500, but we have $4,500 in this draft budget for the nine senior center and total nonprofits of $13,050.
Could you list them individually easily for us?
Not really.
That's okay.
Let's see: Teen Court, Food Bank, Senior Center, and what am I forgetting?
Domestic violence.
Domestic violence. Yeah, $2,700 domestic violence, as I recall.
I
have that with me
tonight.
Yeah, I could get you those individual things.
I don't need the small numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Yep.
Mark?
Yep.
The community, what's it, network?
Resource
network. Is there any money for them, or was there money last year? Was any asked for it?
But,
they were,
City Clerk?
All of the entities that applied last year were given notice that they had until Friday to submit requests to us to place the budget. Everyone replied except for them, so we never received a request by deadline.
The Resource Center, you mean?
Yeah.
That was a conscious decision on their part?
Okay.
So, yeah, very good. I just know on my end.
Good, and thank you. And let me emphasize, this draft budget at this point, most of these expense numbers are mine, waiting on department inputs by the end of the month. So, you know, this thing is a little fluid at this point. We're expecting some more decision cards, but we'll go through the decision cards that we have tonight. So right now we're up 17 on the draft in the draft budget, and we'll go through these decision cards. Yes?
Mark, where in here is 911 included in emergency services?
Well, we pay for dispatch through
right.
the police department budget. And we have their number. It's up a little bit.
It's up 5.8%.
Yeah, we put that. It's in there.
It's in the longer version they gave us.
Yeah, the more detailed expenditure report, which I didn't bring paper copies, but I did send out the updated one today, but of course, you may not have all had a chance to print it. Some of you may not have printing capabilities. We can always give you a paper copy, those that need it. Just let me know. So this thing's evolving. We're up 17 at this point. Yes?
Is there a cost of living increase for council in the budget for next year?
Yeah, I put in 3%.
Any idea what that would equate to dollar-wise?
$1.70.
Yeah. IOU.
Hey, Paul,
My feeling would be, you know, if we're, you know, kind of crunching for not money and stuff, I would almost go for no increase for council.
The city clerk needs to respond to that.
Washington State Constitution does not allow us to increase or decrease a council member's salary during their tenure. The current ordinance is automatic, so you have no hand in that. That's the only reason why this would go up and take effect next year. You could vote in a decrease, but it would only impact your position, Council Member Mustard's position, Council Member Zimmerman's position.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
And if you look at page 3, and that might be your reference there, on line 62, it says council. Estimate for this year's 48. This is the wages and other non-labor costs and payroll taxes as they apply. And 2014 is 52,000. That's 9% high, up 9%. Historically, y'all haven't attended or turned in your timesheets for all that you could. So I could discount that number for 2014 based on experience. But if everybody turns in their everybody gets their base plus the up to six meetings, then you'd come in about 52 grand versus 48 for this year. So there's a little cushion in there.
And that's typical year after year.
Right. I mean, who knows? It could change.
Not everybody can do six meetings.
Yeah.
Can you identify those individuals so they can get a tax write-off?
No. Not for that purpose.
There's no tax write-off for that. What's the tax write-off? On money you didn't earn?
Uncollected?
I actually have a question. The salaries seem to be what's most fluid between these two, between the September and this one. I mean, there's a $161,000 difference between the two versions, and a lot of it seems to be salary changes. Is that just, are you still waiting for
the 160 grand refers to what again?
The total budget between the September version and the October version. I see a $161,000 increase.
Which fund?
The total budget.
Like page 21?
Like, I'm looking at the longer sheet that you
right.
gave us.
Kind of focusing right now on the general fund, but if you're looking at all funds,
mm-hmm.
way in the last page, there's too much going on there to really answer that very
okay.
quickly.
I guess I'm just trying to understand, is it mostly because you don't really have good salary numbers for all the other funds yet?
We have good salary numbers for all the funds in the latest
okay, so
version.
Those are the good numbers then.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the non-labors are waiting on department inputs. You know, I just kind of went off this year to date, but each department will have specific programs or know about specific things for non-labor costs that might spike it up. Maybe we're going to do more road lining. Maybe we'll do more road resurfacing. Who knows? You know, we'll get that by the end of the month.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Let's see, highlights. So general fund is looking fairly positive right now at plus 17. So let's look at those revenue decision cards starting on page, good old page 6. There's just two listed there for the index for revenue decision cards. And, again, decision cards is anything new. And you did approve the utility tax balancing, so that's in the budget. What's not in is a proposed 2% property tax increase. That assumption is in the budget, which contributes to the $17,000 surplus. Each 1% property tax increase brings in about $23,000. So we did a 3% this year, and you know, this year we're going to have a deficit in total for the general fund. Two things: much higher fire district bill, 7% versus 3%.
Oh, yeah,
we knew about that in February, and that's contributing to this year's deficit. And the big thing was the cost of the central services recalculation per the auditors left a lot more cost in the general fund. But I guess my point is that I think I'm proposing that we need the 2% to help us balance this thing. So I'm not looking for an ordinance tonight, but I guess I'd love some discussion, maybe a
exactly
head count or something.
Councilperson Hansen, we'll start with.
Well, Mark, didn't you say that the 2% increase is already in the budget?
It is in the assumed draft budget, yes.
Okay. And then I'm confused by the line on page 6 that says, in 2014 budget, no.
Well, it's not approved. It's in the draft. I put it in the draft. So I see there's an inconsistency there. I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay.
It's in, but it's not approved by you.
Approved at this time.
Yeah. It's an assumption.
This is your assumed budget.
Right. It's a draft assumed budget.
Gotcha.
So if we didn't approve that, we'd be in negative
40. Well, you go from positive 17 to take 45 away, and it goes the other way,
okay,
upside
we'll get
down.
Back going here. Councilperson Olson and then Zimmerman.
Well, how do we, I'll look at Sam. How do we kind of, what?
Microphone.
I got a big mouth. I'm sure everybody can hear me.
It doesn't pick up.
How do we get kind of a feeling as to if this is going to pass or not? 2% increase, because I think this kind of stuff is important before election time. So how do we say...
Talk about it,
Sprout.
And
you have to raise your hand.
Ask us why we think it's good to go.
No, how about a simple shake of the head, yes or no,
yeah,
whether
that's not,
it would...
That's not illegal.
Okay.
The only thing that you're not allowed to do is have a secret ballot, which I think we've addressed several years back.
Right, okay. Well, in that case, how many by shakes of heads, how many are in favor of a 2% property tax increase?
So shaking head up
on
and down
top
would
of,
mean you're in favor?
Correct. The standard up and down, side to side would be no.
We say aye all the time. It's
all right. Oh, well, now I'm getting you confused. I'm
no.
Sorry.
No,
How many shake up and down?
How many shake up and down?
Record the shake.
Oh.
Record the shake.
Not an enthusiast.
I see two. You see three.
I know, I'm like, geez.
Okay.
My feeling is I'd rather wait and see where, if we really need it or not. You know, and, you know, we're already kind of...
Well, he's showing you that
things.
Tonight. He more or less told you you're going to be whatever that is in the hole.
Yeah.
17 grand, it's and it's going to be what, 30?
Yeah, 45 or so, yeah.
Okay, so that would be...
We have to vote on it by the end of November, so we've scheduled it for your next meeting, but state law requires us to make that determination by the end of November. So you have two meetings in November to figure it out.
Okay, yeah, that's not
still
fair.
Has the floor. I'm just letting you know we can't.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you.
You'd be upside down 28,000.
Okay. And that's with taking the money from the police department, which I find kind of ironic, and putting it back into the general fund.
Yeah, and we've been doing that for several years to support police operations, including the new officer we added here in March this year. 105 grand a year is full up.
That comes out of general or police
fund?
Oh,
budget? Yeah, general fund.
Okay.
Police department is in the general fund, yeah.
Okay, you're done with your... Okay, so I have an order. I have Councilor Zimmerman, Mutchler, Hansen, Watson.
We all want to talk, so...
Councilor Zimmerman.
Mark, on page 3... Line item 76, 77, 78, and 79, law enforcement, overtime, benefits, labor, 18th officer. They're all zero on last year, that's understandable, but on 2014 there's zero. Is there?
Yeah, the total's there. It's in the detail spreadsheet.
Is that the 95,000 total?
95 was the new officer starting in March this year.
So that was last year, but there's no... There's no denotation for this year?
Line 81 is the grand total.
Line 81 is all wrapped up in there?
Yeah, 1.4% increase.
Okay.
You know, we've got a 2.5% wage increase for officers there, but 0% health insurance increase, which really helps. but there is a 20% increase in retirement. And, you know, overtime is always a tough one to guess at. We were running pretty low this year, then it spiked up in the last month or so. So that might be a little bit of a soft number. We might have to raise that line 81.
Okay, the line 89, engineering, it's, again, a large number with a 68% increase, it looks like. Is there a more in-depth breakout of that? Is that something that we didn't receive or gotten an email? Or
we'll talk about it tonight. That's okay. The addition of the additional infrastructure inspector versus a PE engineer. In the engineering department, there's really one full-time employee right now, and the proposal is to add another employee to do infrastructure inspection, but it would not be a PE engineer.
Is that the shared employee between Public Works and planning?
This particular infrastructure inspector right now is one person that's all general.
Okay.
A current expense fund.
Thank you.
Councilperson Mutchler?
Yeah, first of all, I appreciate the blunt, direct question from Councilmember Olson, and I want to answer it for myself. Council knows my discomfort at the increase in the utility tax to offset the decrease in rates. We all understand that, and some council in the future will go, by golly, how did we get to 9%? And they'll look back and they'll get their answer from this council. But if these are the numbers I was looking at in the next couple of weeks, I would accept the 1% increase, but not the 2. The 1% gets us awfully close, and I'd like to do all I can to hold back property tax increase. And I can see us heading that direction with a little bit of massaging on the numbers there, and I think we're getting close to holding that.
So should we go ahead and not at 1%?
Let's continue discussion.
Okay.
So, Councilors Hanson, Watson, and then Olson.
I'm really uncomfortable with the property tax increase. Really uncomfortable with the property tax increase at this time when we don't know what some of those bottom line figures are. On the surface, if 19,000 is our surplus, which is what this budget says, and it's a $22,000 hit to drop it to 1%, it makes sense. Not knowing what that fire district contract's going to be for sure.
You won't know until February.
But they always give us a little surprise at the end, it seems.
Every year it's been higher.
Yes, meeting
and we probably won't.
Greg and I have a meeting scheduled at 11 tomorrow. With the fire district.
We probably will not know the exact bottom line figure of the fire district contract at the point at which we have to make this decision.
Not until next year.
Yeah. Correct.
But there are some other variables that we're still working through. And I nodded my head, but I would nod my head for 1% as well, knowing that at this point, that pretty much covers it. But I want to see where we are at the end of November. And this is one of those items that you can't change it after you've made the decision, because you've got to notify the county auditor or the county treasurer, whoever it is. So,
okay.
I'm going to, one more time, just so everyone knows, because it's my pet peeve, I guess, it's not a 2% or 1% property tax increase. It is an increase in the amount of money collected by the city from property tax. It could amount to, John, I think you calculated that out at, what, 2 or 3/10 of a percent?
Yeah, because our city portion of taxes is about an eighth of the total thing. So we had a number, whatever it was.
So it's, anyway, that's
half a percent.
That's my soapbox. Yeah.
So 1 or 2% of our share.
Yeah, correct.
But it'll never get reported that way. We have Councilperson Watson, Olson, Mutchler, and then Goodrich. So Councilperson Watson?
I guess I would prefer to do 1% only because everyone voted to approve the levy. So they basically have voted to tax themselves already this year. And so with that and the addition of the 1%, I think that's probably as comfortable as I am this year. But again, you know, if we come down to it and we have to pay the bills, then we'll have to do 2%. But I really would like us to shoot for 1% because I really feel like people have already voted for the levy. So they voted to tax themselves. I would like us to just take 1% this year if we can.
She's deferring to the library vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Councilperson Olson?
We're allowed to tax 1% every year. So are we talking about when we're talking about a 2% raise, are we talking about the 1% we're going to have and 1% of bank capacity?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
And the reason I tried to urge 3 and that didn't really work, the big fire district increase, an extra $50,000, we didn't find out, you know, until February. It was too late. We did the 3%, which is kind of high anyway for 2013, but got a surprise in that fire district. And, you know, that's there forever. I don't see it decreasing. So my thought was a 2 plus a 1 makeup, but I understand the realities.
Councilperson Mutchler, then Goodrich.
Yeah, I really struggle with the fire department bill every year, and so I went and talked to Chief Russell, and I'm just going to, in 30 seconds, regurgitate back what I learned from the chief, and only just for the sake of making sure I heard him correctly, was he takes his 1% like we do sometimes. He takes his 1% he's allowed. That's what they're allowed to do, just like any municipality. He doesn't take more than that because he legally can't. What hurt us the last couple of years is the reallocation of values of properties. It's like a waterbed. If you suppress the property values here, they come up over here. I mean, the amount that people pay. And so the refineries solicited aggressively the assessor's office to actually, not the assessor, but the Board of Adjustments, and lowered those things. They don't do that, as far as I know, every year. I think there's a good chance that we're going to just see that 1% or 2% increase. I can't predict that, but I would say I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see the 3% that we're budgeting right now.
You would hope so. I mean, I've argued this, you've heard me talk about this, is, I mean, in the last year between Phillips 66 and BP, they put over $500 million into their plant. Well, it's got to reflect in value.
They should go up, but they shouldn't be going down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I mean, what, do you go to zero? I mean,
so. Do airways first count?
So I'm not as worried about the fire as I was in previous years.
They've got a lot of money to go down to Olympia and lobby the legislatures and that Board of Adjustments to lower their rates.
Because they both about railways first.
When I worked at Boeing for 23 years, the tax department had at least 20 full-time employees. And what did they do all day? Anything and everything to lower the tax burden of the corporation. So certainly the refineries have their professionals.
Good job. Councilperson Goodrich. I was looking, a thought came into my mind. We held off on hiring the officer for 6 months, kind of delayed that this year.
3 months, yep.
Or whatever. What if we did like a six-month delay on the engineer? I'm looking at my rough numbers. It looks like the engineer is like 94,000. If we cut that in half, that's about 46,000 just by delaying the hiring for 6 months using the 2013 numbers to 2014 numbers, that's the amount that we're looking for in our increase in property tax.
Well, I'd like to hold that thought. I mean, we have, you know, a few minutes. We're going to go into exec. Sure. We'll talk about that because I'd like the public works sector to kind of explain what we've done in that position to avoid hiring an engineer and hiring at a lower wage. So that's a great thing, but let's hold that whole thought and let Janice explain that. But I don't know, Janice, I mean, because we're gonna step out and go to exec to talk about non-representative 5:30. Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to wait till later?
Do you want to?
Okay, let's wait till later because it's. I want to get enough time. It was a good decision by Janice's department to try to save money. So
we can do just a little bit of time right up front.
Okay,
that's a good point. Okay. Well, just a couple items, and I'll sit down. Page 7 is our expenditure decision card index, and we have listed on page 7 the support for the nonprofits. That's in the budget, and. Of course, there's no personnel added. The next item, and beyond page 7 is some detail here, which I'll leave you with. But the next item is a new City Hall phone system, similar to a police station phone system. It's a 12 to 13 month payback. It's a voice over internet protocol, like the police station. About 15 grand, but it's a payback within 12, 13 months. So we'd recommend, if you think about that, we'd recommend approval. Records management solution software, a city clerk desperately needs the software, 9 grand. Unbelievable business, public records requests. I've been here 10 years almost with the city, and oh my God, we never had this level of volume of requests, and it's, we need some help to help manage that.
Are we charge, do we charge for that at all?
15 cents per page, which we're allowed by state law, nothing else. We can't charge to cert for our staff time to do any other work. We're not allowed by law.
Councilperson Olson.
The software, how long have they been in business? What I'm getting at is, I don't want to get into this fiasco of that last, whatever that Black Bear, whatever that crap was.
That was the first question I asked too. They've been in business for 15 years, doing other aspects as well. This is a newer product for them, but it's getting rave reviews. This isn't just public records management. That's what part of this is, but this is to allow us to digitize and destroy paper documents so that we can save room. We're out of room, frankly, for hard copies. We're required by the state, if we want to digitize copies and then get rid of the hard copy, we have to have software like this. We have to. So we've not been able to digitize and destroy because we have not had this last final piece in place. So that's our main concern is that.
Yeah, I don't have any. I don't fault you for that, and I would support something like that. It just, we heard rave reviews about Black Bear or whatever the hell it was.
All I can say is they've been in business for more than a decade, 15 years. That's ancient in digital technology years.
We did get a state grant for Black Bear. That helps at all.
This is extremely cost effective as well.
We're still using it.
I shopped initially for another product that was $120,000. So to get it down to 9 grand, I think this is very valuable.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it.
So how much time will that save your apartment in a year in work?
Time? We haven't been able to quantify time yet. We receive over 100 requests a year, both upstairs and downstairs, and this is going to make it much more efficient. There's also going to be a web portal, so we're going to digitize and be able to just put it all on the website as well. So there's a lot of value.
Well, let's talk about this just for a second because we've got a couple of minutes. You may not realize, like, above your head is a space, what, situated for 5 foot, 2 inch
Hobbits,
people.
Hobbits.
But it's completely full of city records. Across the way in the service co-op is a room temperature controlled that's full. We have upstairs, if you go by planning, they have a storage that's full. In fact, what, things fell off the wall because they were overstressed a couple weeks ago.
We had
ago.
To take stuff out because we were probably going to collapse the floor.
We built.
So, you know, the big part of it is it's not just a public records. It's the ability to basically get rid of some of these massive records.
Find the records.
Yeah, it's not easy to we haven't hired a hobbit to go up there, so everybody has to go up and walk like this to get records.
You're always close, though.
When we send Bo, it's almost comical. He always comes back and says, great.
I always give a head, yeah.
So, anyway. So that the process, I mean, Sam has been asked for this. I think the second week that Sam was employed here, he goes, look, you need to start putting some of this in a digital format. This is ridiculous.
You need to go
to records all over the city. To find something, you drive all over the place. So, Councilperson Watson and Ingram, we got a couple minutes, and then we'll go to executive session.
Just a quick question on the software. It says no additional personnel. Are you just going to do it in your spare time, digitizing 500,000 documents?
We were able to, when we separated out the payroll function from my deputy clerk, I turned her into my records clerk, because I lost that position in 2009. I wasn't here yet, but I did have a records clerk.
She's so Susan will take the half.
Susan is doing this, and she's been doing an awesome job with the hard copies we have now. Okay. The next step is digitization.
Okay.
Councilperson Ingram?
Well, Sam, the one thing that comes to my mind, because I've done it on some of my personal records, when you digitize like that, can you make, like, multiple copies so that you can store one at City Hall in a safe and maybe have another one off-site someplace safe? What happens if we burn down?
Good point.
Because
yeah, it's a cloud-based system, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's actually not even city servers. It's
no paper.
Amazon, probably.
It's an OMAC somewhere.
Yeah, it's cloud-based, so it's not even at City Hall or the police station or anything. It's not on our servers, which is pretty wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, that's kind of good timing. We're going to go into executive session to discuss the performance of the non-representatives. So,
Pursuant to RCW 42.30.110G, we will now enter executive session for 30 minutes, no longer. We'll leave here and go into the conference room across the way, and someone else can stay here warm and occupied.